And I got to tell you, Lucy, surely every single Australian at some stage or another have dreamt about going, maybe it's when you've had a bad day at work or whatever it might be, just saying, I'm going to sell the house and we're just going to travel the country. Surely everyone's done that, right, Lucy, at some stage?
Well, maybe not.
Well, no? You haven't thought that?
No.
You never have? Oh, okay. All right. Well, everything's going well for Lucy. Lisa Wood and her family, David, her hubby and five boys, have done just that. Her blog site is newlifeontheroad.com. She joins us now. How are you, Lisa?
I'm fantastic, guys. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Very
obviously,
well.
Lucy doesn't understand the concept of it, but I'm sure a free holiday for a fair while, Lucy, that grabs
your
attention.
Yes, but selling up the family home, that's a big thing, living on a bus.
It's a huge decision. Not many people understand it, but it's one that we've made and we just love it.
And you're with six boys, really. Six men in your life.
That's so true. So very true. Yeah, I do have five boys and a husband. So, yeah, we do have six boys on board.
So what started this? What started this little... I mean, I know that you went on eBay and you bought a bus and then you told your husband. But what made you think about this?
We have been talking about travelling for many years, and it was just one of those things that we kept saying, one day we'll do it. And then hubby wanted to travel in a tent around Australia. I'm not a camping kind of girl. So the bus was more of a compromise. We'd been talking about it for so long. And I had a bad day at work and I come home and he'd left his eBay account on and it kind of went from there.
Well, that'll teach him to leave the eBay account on again.
He hasn't left it on ever again.
No.
I reckon. So look, it's still a massive decision, especially for someone who's not big on the camping, to go travelling around, you know, after having your whole family home. The thing I'm interested in is that you did it with, you know, you've got five boys and, you know, boys are generally, we're pretty restless if we get cooped up.
I thought you were going to say boys are smelly.
Yeah, well, this is true. Both of those, in fact, into a small bus. How do you cope with that?
Well, our oldest one has actually gone into the Navy, so he's at training at the moment down in Melbourne. And so we have the four boys with us living in the bus. We have bunk beds and the other two live on fold-out lounges. We make do with the space that we have, and we love it when it's sunny outside and they can play out there.
I reckon. So what sort of span of Australia have you travelled so far?
Well, we've only done Queensland so far, but we're hoping to head down to Melbourne Way next year early and then heading over to South Australia and eventually into Perth.
It's a fantastic idea, Lisa, to do it. It's a big step as well, of course, to go and sell the family home. What about, you know, worries for the future? Do you worry about, do we ever want to settle down again, or do you think this is your life forevermore now?
We never want to own a house again. We've been talking about it in depth lately. We would like to buy an investment property, but we never want to own a house again. This is just our way of life. I don't have much housework. It takes me about 30 minutes to clean the bus. So why would I want a house again?
Well, that's it. And just
so
take it through the car wash.
Will you live in the bus forever?
I can see us living in this bus for quite some time. Eventually, when maybe all the boys move out, we'll probably downsize into a caravan.
There you go. And look, you know, if you feel like you don't want to travel all that much after that, go down to V-Dub, just the two of you. That's fine. Perfect.
Got a matchbox car.
Yeah, that's right. Lisa, it's great stuff. Everyone can follow your journeys on newlifeontheroad.com. Thanks so much for having a chat to us today.
Fantastic. Thanks for your time, guys.